Sports and Recreation reporting on SDPB is supported by Regional Health, helping patients and communities live well.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Huron native Todd Lee returns to South Dakota to coach the USD men's basketball team. SDPB's Nate Weck sat down with the coach.
I'm joined today with the newest member of the University of South Dakota Coyote family, the new men's basketball coach for USD, Todd Lee. Todd, welcome.
Good morning. How are you, Nate?
I'm doing very well. Coach, obviously there's probably a lot of emotions. You grew up in South Dakota. You're an alum of USD. And now to get the opportunity to come back to South Dakota and to have a Division I head coaching job, talk about just all the emotions. I'm sure there's a lot of things going through your mind.
Yeah, there is. You know, my family all still lives in Sioux Falls. My mom, my brother, my sister, all my aunts and uncles and cousins. And, you know, I don't get a chance to see them that often. I've got three young boys of my own and living either in California or Kentucky or now recently Arizona. We try to get up here when we can, but it's been tough to see them every year, so we don't get to see them a lot. So that's a big deal. And then the fact of being able to coach at your alma mater, which is, you know, that's unusual to get that opportunity. It's obviously a great opportunity. And, you know, things have obviously changed a lot since I left here. But I've been up here a number of times, and the campus continues to grow and get better and better. And the facilities here are as good as there are in the country as far as athletic facilities. So there are a lot of things that go into it, but it's exciting to be back.
All right. And, Coach, can we talk about the process a little bit? Who showed interest first? Can you bring us into that journey of what happened from your perspective after Craig Smith took that job at Utah State?
Well, Dave Williams, who's the deputy AD, and I worked together at Kentucky Wesleyan when I was the head coach. He was my athletic director. And I stay in touch with Dave. Obviously, I knew that Craig had gotten a job at Utah State. And I originally reached out to Dave just to find out what was going on, and we talked a little bit, and they had a search firm. Eddie Fogler was running the search for him, and this was right before the Final Four, so I just told Dave I'd be at the Final Four if he and Dave Herbster, the athletic director, wanted to talk to me. I'd be interested in talking to you about the opportunity. I didn't know if they had somebody else in mind or what they were thinking. And then a couple days later, I got a text from Eddie Fogler saying we'd like to meet with you at the Final Four and interview you. So that's how it initially got started.
Well, and Coach, I know you mentioned before, too, of all the things that have changed over the years, you know, and even in the last 10 years, you know, look at some of the changes that USD has went through, you know, the Sanford Coyote Sports Complex. So what was the first time, what was the feeling like when you saw that for the first time and said, okay, this is where we're going to be playing?
Yeah, this is an amazing place. You know, I've been all over the country. I just came from Grand Canyon University. It's got unbelievable facilities. This is as good as we had at Grand Canyon, and it's as good as you're going to find in the country, not just the arena, which is beautiful, but the practice facility with two courts, our training room, a state-of-the-art weight room, the film room. This is high level. This is, you know, as good as you're going to find in the country as far as facilities. We don't want for really anything here. The offices are great. And so this building is unbelievable. It's an amazing, amazing place. And so that really helps with recruiting. It helps with, you know, hiring a staff. Obviously, a lot of pride at the University of South Dakota with what's going on. And I know they're not done yet. They're going to continue to build and improve the facilities for athletics and the school. So that's exciting.
Todd Lee, new USD men's basketball coach, is my guest today. Coach, if we could, let's talk about recruiting a little bit. What are you looking forward to with it, first of all? And I'm sure, like most coaches, you view it as something that is completely constant. It just never stops.
Yeah, recruiting never stops. Scheduling never stops. You're always looking at trying to find players, and if you're done, then you're looking the following year. So recruiting is a 365-day-a-year deal. Scheduling, you're always looking for the next game or games you can schedule in the future, talking to coaches, trying to get attractive teams that would come up here and then try to find good opponents for our guys to play. But, you know, it's a little bit trickier because you take over and they signed some recruits early, and I don't know who they are. You know, I mean, I've never watched them in person. Now I've had a chance to watch them on film. So then you're calling them and calling their parents and talking with them, and then you've got some other guys on the roster here that you're just getting to know. So you know, you're going through workouts, you're getting to know their game, you're trying to figure out what they can and cannot do, where they fit in and in skill development, and how they'd fit in with your offense, and that's going to be different than Craig's offense. And, you know, so it's just right now you're just evaluating everything, getting to know everybody.
Right. Yeah. And then, you know, Coach, and looking over your resume as well, you know, you talked about Grand Canyon, you know, Kentucky Wesleyan. You know, you also, though, had a job in South Dakota before with the Rapid City Thrillers with the CBA. So what's it like now, you know, looking back, and does it seem like a long time ago when you last time you coached a game in South Dakota?
It was a long time ago. It was 25 years ago. So,
and I'm not trying to make you feel old here. I'm just you know, reminiscing a little bit.
Well, that's all right. You don't need to help me, but I was a Division I assistant coach at the age of 24 or 5. So, I've been at Division I. I've been at Division I or Division II or as a head coach. And coached professionally for the past 30 years. So I've worked with unbelievable coaches. If I wasn't the head coach, the coaches I had were great, great mentors and coaches. And I started out with Hank Egan at University of South San Diego, and then I had Eric Musselman in the CBA, who's one of the best coaches in the country, bar none. Pat Douglas, who was my head coach at Cal State Bakersfield, where we won a national championship. He won 3 of them and went to 7 straight Final Fours. And then he's in the Hall of Fame everywhere. And we went to Irvine. We built that program from a 1-26 program to 25 wins in the Big West Championship 4 years later. And then Dan Marley, who played 14 years in the NBA, and 13 of them he was in the NBA playoffs and an Olympian and led the Olympic team in scoring and 3-time NBA All-Star. So I've been around unbelievable coaches. And, you know, it's been a great run. Now it's an opportunity to come back home and take over a program that's in a great situation, used to winning. You know, Dave Boots was a coach that won I can't even count the number of games he won here. And then you've got Craig Smith, who did a good job, had really 2 really good years after he got the program going. And so this is just an exciting opportunity. And, I don't care what you say. I think people from South Dakota are very proud of their state, very proud of their people. And so it may be just an added bonus that I'm from South Dakota and I grew up here and went to Huron High School and went to the U and graduated from here. And my brother graduated from here. My dad graduated from here. So, you know, I think that does add something to it.
Obviously, there are rivalries with nearly every sport today, Coach. South Dakota no different with SDSU and USD. Is it exciting to be back to see that rivalry again? Because I'm sure when you were a student, that culture of that rivalry was very much alive.
Well, not just at school, but I grew up with it. I would go to the games as a kid, and if I could get my parents or a friend of mine, we'd drive over to Brookings because it was closer to watch USD, South Dakota State. Since my dad went here, my mom went to South Dakota State, but we've always been a part of that. If I wasn't at the game as a kid, I was listening to it on the radio. You know, back then they weren't televised. So I would sit at home and we would listen to the game, you know, every time they played. You know, USD played South Dakota State. So this rivalry has been a part of me since I was a young boy. So it is great. And I'll tell you this, when, you know, people have asked me, because I have a lot of friends, obviously, in the business, and they wonder why there's so much success with South Dakota State. And what I tell them is, because the people in the state care. You know, it's a big deal. You know, you can be, there's a lot of schools that are in states that, you know, have 20 Division I schools, and, you know, people don't even know who you are. When you represent the University of South Dakota, play in front of the crowd, and you play in those rivalry games, for the whole state, it's a big deal. And so that's what makes it fun, and that's what helps with recruiting, because, you know, that's one of the reasons why these programs are so successful, is because the state of South Dakota, the whole state, cares about it. And when you're here, when you live in Vermilion, or you're part of these two programs, people in the state of South Dakota know who you are. And that makes it a lot of fun, and it helps with recruiting. And you can tell guys are going to get a lot of attention. People are going to care about them. People are going to want to get to know them. And you can be in a big city, or you can be at a place, with a state where there's a ton of D1 schools and nobody knows who you are. You can walk around here, people know who you are, and they care, and they want to meet you, and they want to get to know you. So that's a big advantage for recruiting also, with that rivalry and the way the people of South Dakota care about basketball, as you said.
You know, trying to get to know you a little bit, are you kind of animated when you're coaching during games? Are you a little bit quieter? Or what can people expect if they're going to games and watching you on the sidelines?
Yeah, I'm very competitive, so I just compete whatever I have to do. But yeah, I would say I'm more animated. I'm very intense on the sidelines, but, you know, always in a very respectful way. But I'm a very intense person. The crowd will feel energy from me, I would think, and the players. So, you know, I think we'll have a group of guys that and a team, and the crowd will, you know, they're gonna see passion and energy and toughness, and, you know, hopefully the crowd feeds off that, and our guys will play for each other. And I guess I'm pretty animated. People tell me I don't really think about it, but I guess I am.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, you know?
Nah, I know. Nobody wants to go to a game and watch coach sit on the sidelines, you know? So I guess I am. People tell me I'm animated, so I must be.
Well, Coach, one more question here, and I'll let you go. Outside of basketball and family, what are you most excited for about coming back to South Dakota? Are you a golfer? Is there some things outdoors that you're looking forward to? What can you tell me?
Yeah, the things I do, I do the exact same thing most every day. Well, I do play golf. I enjoy playing golf. In fact, I used to come back here, you know, summers when I'd visit my family, and I would go out to the Bluffs and play with Boots. So Dave and I are good friends. My brother's a big golfer up in Sioux Falls. He plays all the time. I love doing that. But the reason why I love doing that is because I like to compete. So when I'm away from basketball, I'm trying to figure out what I can compete at, and that's the one thing I can compete at. So I do enjoy that. Other than that, I work out every morning, get ready for the day. And then I'm just a family guy. I'm a very simple person, somewhat boring, traditional, you know, same routine every day. But people in South Dakota, every place I've ever been, and I've been in a number of different schools, I still have great relationships with the administration, great relationships with all the coaches, great relationships with the communities. The people here in Vermilion and South Dakota, you know, get to know me, and I'll get to know more people here since I've been gone. But I'm going to have great relationships with people here. I'm going to be a part of the community, so I'm really looking forward to it.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us today. Best of luck being back at USD. And again, welcome back to the state of South Dakota.
I appreciate that.
All right, Todd Lee, the 18th head coach for the USD men's basketball team.